You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Little Wizards discussion with our pal Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports. Chase, I have such great memories of Kelly Olynyk as a Washington Wizard.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. And he got traded right after my colleague Bijan and I did a whole video on him and the Wizards offseason. Yeah, he will go down on a short list of memorable players who were technically Wizards for a brief period of time but never appeared in a game. Chris Paul would be at the top of that list, but Big Z, Zydrunas Elgauskas, he's on that list as well. And Sadiq Bey, who they just traded, he never played a game for the Wizards but did spend a year with them.
So in all sincerity, shtick aside, as they say, what does that mean? I mean, in other words, they obviously found another young prospect. I'm excited about that. They're throwing darts at the wall. It's the right thing to do. They're asset gathering. But was there no room for a veteran there to kind of be, again, I'm not complaining, just sort of asking. There's not much real estate there for a veteran. Was that more on Olenek? And then maybe what does that mean for, I'm blanking on his name, CJ McCollum?
I think I'll probably find out a little bit more in terms of the reasoning when I'm in Vegas. I leave tomorrow for the summer league. But in the case for Olynyk, they found him a pretty good spot. You know, going to a team that expects to make the playoffs, he should be a good fit with Victor Wembanyama as a guy who can shoot and back him up and space the floor. And for the Wizards, you know, it's more salary cap flexibility. It's taking chances on two other young guys. It gives them 11 first-round picks from the last four drafts. In this case, Blake Wesley and Malachi Branham, who were both selected outside of the lottery in 2022. They're both shooting guards. Now, you start to do the numbers game and look at how many players they have and how many roster spots they can hand out. Something's going to have to give, but basically this was them going even younger and taking even more chances on young guys who had the talent to be first-round picks.
Chase, the Summer League slate gets underway on Friday night against Phoenix. How important is Summer League for Bub Carrington in terms of, you know, kind of providing that runway for him to be this league guard of the future?
Yeah, I think it's important for him and, you know, a lot of the guys who were just rookies that are coming back for their second Summer Leagues. It's an opportunity for them to prove themselves and I think gain some confidence. A guy like Alex Starr, who struggled in the Summer League last year, you know, maybe he can have a better showing and leave Vegas feeling pretty good about going into next season. This is kind of the midway point of their first full NBA offseason. So in the case of Bub Carrington and all these guys, they've had a little over 2 months of work in the gym that they can now showcase in Las Vegas. And specific to Carrington, I find it really interesting that he's going to be in the starting backcourt with Trey Johnson III, who they just took sixth overall. These are two lottery picks, 19 years old, figured to be the starting backcourt potentially for the next decade. You know, it could be kind of like when John Wall and Bradley Beal were young or Gilbert Arenas and Larry Hughes. Like, you know, they have an opportunity to sort of be that next backcourt for the Wizards.
Alex Saar, growth, next steps. What are we going to see this year maybe that we didn't this past year?
Well, he's got to get his shooting percentages up. I mean, he took a lot of threes and he started making them more down the stretch of the season. He had, I believe it was December, you know, his percentages were pretty high. He's going to have to get more efficient, especially with the way he likes to play. He likes to play on the perimeter. And, you know, the shooting struggles began in the Summer League last year, so I think he could really gain some confidence if he gets some to fall in Las Vegas. But I think that's going to be important because that's going to dictate for him the position that he's going to settle into, the role he's going to settle into for the Wizards. if he can make his threes and prove that he can play on the perimeter, then I think there's a lot of versatility there. He could be a four. You know, he could play with another big man and sort of stretch the floor. But if those shots don't fall, you know, maybe the Wizards will have to start thinking a little bit differently about his role moving forward. Right now, it's very experimental. They're letting him play on the perimeter, but I think he's going to have to improve that, and then also his rebounding.
If he is going to participate in Summer League, and I'm not sure on that, Chase, you can confirm if he is or not, are you intrigued by the matchup of Alex Saar going up against Kaman Malawach?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's going to participate. He's on the roster. I know he was selected for the French national team, their preliminary group, so you know he might have another commitment. But assuming he is playing Friday night, that is a great matchup. I mean, he's going up against arguably the best big man from this draft, unless you consider Cooper Flagg a big man, kind of plays the four. But Malawach is about the same size as Alex Saar. Obviously was terrific last year at Duke. And Saar is a player comp that a lot of people threw out there for Kaman Malawach because they're both really good shot blockers, have some defensive versatility. I think Saar is the more mobile defender and the better shooter at this point, but Malawach projects to be a pretty good shooter. So it's definitely a good matchup, I think, you know, a good test for Alex Saar and a good way for him to, again, build some confidence if he comes out of it well.
Chase, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoy Vegas.
Thanks, Chase.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.